I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne, host of Bullseye, inviting you to a live taping of my show with my pal, actor, and comedian Paul Scheer. It's June 13th at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at laist.com/events.
Pooping bricks. It's just an expression. Or is it? This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science. Everybody poops, but only one animal poops cubes. The wombat, a chubby little marsupial from Australia, drops dice-shaped doo-doos. Neat trick, but how? David Hu and team at Georgia Institute of Technology stuck their noses into this mystery. Wombats' openings aren't square. So the next place they looked? The guts. It turns out, wombat intestines are unique. They have an O cross-section with alternating stiff and loose parts. Other mammals' intestines have the same stiffness all around. Wombats? More like an uneven rubber band. But does that explain the wombat's pixelated waste? To find out, the team went digital. They used a computer program to simulate an intestine cross-section squeezing. Results? The inner shape molded into a square. Wombats' unevenly stretchy guts produce sharp corners where the poop gets pinched together. Play-Doh skills, right? Now we know how this animal naturally makes unnatural shapes. Talk about a square deal.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
On Inheriting, Victoria Uch grew up in a large Cambodian community in Long Beach, California. When she visits her local Buddhist temple, she's reminded of a brutal past.
Everyone here is a survivor of the genocide.
Memories of life under the Khmer Rouge still haunt her dad.
When you suffer this kind of thing, hunger is not the worst.
But how does his past affect Victoria's present? Listen to Inheriting from LAist Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.